Now, I'm joined on the line there now by Kieran O'Connor, who is the president of the Yall Rotary Club. Kieran, how are you?
Hello, Liz, and thank you for letting me on the show.
No bother at all. We're delighted to have you. Kieran, do you want to tell us a little bit first about what the Yall Rotary Club is?
It's essentially a service organisation which has been founded in 1905 in Chicago and has spread worldwide with 1.2 million members. So we do community projects, we do service projects in the community. Some of it is fundraising, but a lot of it is projects like the Young Musician Competition, the Young Photographer, and I'm sure most of your listeners will have seen the Remembrance Tree, which is outside Brook Super Value.
Yeah.
Most years. Now, this year was different because of the pandemic, in that we had no people there collecting money for the ribbons, but we kept a visible presence there so that we can be back again next year. And, you know, we're less visible in town than we were years. And that kind of ties into the conference, which we should have hosted physically last September. And now instead we have the exciting opportunity of doing it virtually on Saturday next.
This is a huge thing for the Yall Rotary Club, I imagine. It's the first virtual national conference and you're hosting it.
It is, and it's been very exciting. I mean, we were initially very disappointed that we had to cancel the face-to-face conference.
Yeah.
But then we turned that difficulty into an opportunity and we tried to reimagine what we would do with this while staying with the theme. And we now perhaps ironically have a conference that's more local, more Irish and more international because we have 25 countries viewing as it stands, and our registrations are growing hour on hour today, really. Conference theme is caring for our planet, our communities and ourselves. So that was designed before COVID, but COVID has put it all into focus, really.
Yeah.
And we have a very entertaining day of speakers for people who are in Rotary, but it's for everybody.
Okay, and what events can we expect to see? And this is actually just before we go on to that, it's this Saturday, the 6th of March, it'll be on.
March. And you can register for free on the link on the Yall Rotary Facebook page or on rotary.ie. So it's free registration, but you do need to register ahead of time. And we've got very interesting speakers. We've got Dr. Ian Norton, who's an emergency physician and a former head of the WHO's emergency medical team. And he's talking about COVID and vaccines and variants and how we'll emerge after the pandemic.
Okay, interesting.
Local man, Liam O'Brien, the producer of RT Radio 1's Doc on One, is talking about the melting Greenland ice sheet. And you know, he makes a wonderful point. We think we're a long way from Greenland, but Greenland is as close to us as southern Italy. And being a coastal community, how the melting ice will impact us. So that's very interesting. We also have Sandra Rocca, who's talking on ethical and sustainable investment. So, you know, in the bigger picture, we need to be more environmentally conscious. And we have Vice Admiral Mark Mellett, the Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces, what Rotary does with the UN and the projects we have in Lebanon. Simon Coveney is speaking, Mary Lennon Foley, Cork County Mayor, is opening the afternoon session. And James O'Connor is also talking about the effect of COVID on young people.
Okay, it sounds interesting.
So there's a great versatility. Dr. Ida DeLargy is a well-known Dublin medic, and she's speaking about looking after our mental health and our well-being, and that's huge in the post-COVID environment. But we also have some great fun. The morning is being opened by a fabulous video that Mr. White and the children in Bunsco Vera have done for us, and their song, Don't Be Scared to Be Happy, will feature in that with some fabulous video stuff. So very upbeat. We have some videos showcasing y'all as a tourist destination. Dorothy Heath has done a wonderful walk around town tour, and
I suppose it's good for tourism as well, isn't it, showcasing the town?
We're showcasing the town because the reality is we would love to have shown the town off when people came. So Aileen Murray has done a separate tourist video for us, and the lunchtime entertainment will be provided by Clotus Brunishy.
Wow, yeah.
To the world. And, you know, if you think of it, we're heading into Patrick's Day now, and it would be a good opportunity for Irish people and Yall people who are abroad, you know, to join in and just make the connection.
Yeah.
You can dip in and out. You don't have to stay watching everything for the day.
And what time will this kick off on Saturday?
You can log on at 9 and you can watch the Yall video and do some showcases, which shows your Rotary project, also the Yall tourism project that's in parallel. And then the main program starts at 10, almost till about 10 past 12, and then is back on at 1 and finishes about 3:30.
Yeah.
Jobs in the kitchen, do the cooking, listening. And, you know, Doreen Allen is going to spend half an hour talking about the legacy of Myrtle Allen and sustainability and local food. And that's a very entertaining talk and a broad picture of how we all need to be more conscious of the supporting local, which I think we all have done in the past year of the pandemic anyway.
Yeah. And just back to how you register, how do we register again?
So there's, if you go onto the Rotary.ie webpage, print page there, you just click on and in 1 minute you'll have registered.
And what's the latest registration?
We are at 750 as of now. And to put that in context, your normal National Rotary Conference would have 200.
Okay,
hoping to break the 1,000, which would be great.
Yeah, it would be brilliant. And what time can you register up until?
You can register up until it starts.
Oh, very good. And I can see as well there's a lot of prizes been given out in the day.
Yes, we've got some great support locally. So you can have a night in the Walter Alley. You can have dinner for two in the Red Store. You can have a night in the Cliff with dinner for two in the bar. Night in the Round Tower in Ardmore. Night in Castle Martyr with dinner. Or two nights in Fota. And we also have an Inish cosmetics hamper. And a voucher for a full year's online kukri courses in Ballymaloe.
Wow, some lovely prizes there.
And we've got gamification, which is all this new language we have learned, where you do various things on the platform on the day. You answer some trivia questions. If you visit some sites, then you get points for visiting that. So you can have fun as a family doing different things, uploading photos, going to chat room. And the more points you get, the more chances you get to enter the draw. And then we will have a spin the wheel draw live at about 3:20. So great excitement with that. And you know, really, we've had great support locally with the prizes. And that's a chance to showcase, you know, the wonderful things we have in East Cork and particularly in Youghal.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely brilliant. Sounds very interesting. I'll have to tune into it myself.
And, you know, it'll be available to view afterwards. If you don't see it all in the day, you can view it afterwards up until the 1st of July, I think. So, you know, even if you don't see it all live, you'll still be able to engage with it afterwards. But there's a great sense of excitement. And we really are showing that, you know, Youghal can do very exciting, contemporary, groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I assume it's very easy to register. You just click on the link.
You click on the link and it's just, you just have to put in your email address.
Yeah.
And what your interests are and you click and go. It's really simple. It's free. And, you know, in many ways, it's, you know, being a free conference, it's our gift to all our communities across the whole island. Because lots of the projects we normally would have done there in cold storage are suspended. So this is a chance to get everybody involved and seeing what we do. But most of it is of very general interest, not just all Rotary projects. It, you know, our motto is we want to entertain you.
Yes.
To inform you and challenge you a little bit that you may not sit comfortable in your seat for all of it. And that's a good thing. But great support locally and, I mean, we're very excited now at this stage.
I can imagine. And I mean, there's very interesting speakers speaking about things that people are very interested in, obviously COVID and things like that. So it should be...
It should be good. And Connie Overson is the district governor, the head of Rotary for Ireland this year. She's a member of our club. So that's why we have the honour of hosting the event. And, you know, she's so proud of her club that we are able to pull this off in a way that no conference has been done in Rotary on this island before. So we hope that people will always remember the first virtual conference for all the right reasons and show that what we do for our communities is good and that there's a real relevance to it all.
Yeah. Kieran, best of luck to it. We might touch base in a couple of weeks to see how it went.
Please do. We'd love to fill you all in. And we would like you all to be the town that has the greatest number of registrants in the whole island.
Yep.
Get on and register and you might win a prize.
Oh, exactly. And there's some lovely prizes. I'll have to have a look into that myself. Kieran, we really do wish you the best of luck. And like I said, we'll definitely touch base to see how you got on with it. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Liz. Thank you.
Thank you.